Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, Talking About Vandalia. Our podcast, Talking About Vandalia with Mayor Doug Knable, is brought to you in part by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia, and Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. So kind of to start off a little bit, just wanted to talk a little bit about, of course, you've hired, a couple of new administrators during the time you've been in office so far. So new water superintendent, and also bringing Amber Dahlbaugh back in. So at the same time, you've had a few salary adjustments overall with things. I guess just talk about that a little bit, because I know you've had some increases with some folks too.
Yeah, so when you're out trying to recruit people, I mean, I think one of the things we can talk about when you look at how long, specifically the economic development business remained vacant. I mean, it was almost 4 years, and they tried to recruit several people. One of the things that had been discussed all along was, are we paying the right amount, right? And kind of looking around to what other communities do. So fortunately, it worked out in that with Amber. We were able to make it attractive enough by combining the two positions to get the salary in range with, kind of where she was in the market. That's the one thing when you're competing with, the private sector, sometimes the public sector can't. So, in that particular case, it was one that by, combining the two positions, we were able to get the salary attractive enough to lure her back and into the position. With regards to the water treatment plant, there's a specific license you have to have. Very few people have that. And so with Joe, our new water treatment plant supervisor, he had that already, had 25 years of experience, lived somewhat in the area. We had to kind of go a little bit above our approved salary ordinance to make that happen. But again, that was a situation of, we had a candidate that had the credentials that very few people had. So that's why, that's kind of accounted for those two. And then, with Letitia, we looked back and we determined that, her salary, when you compare with some other communities our size, our peer group, we weren't paying what they were. So again, it's really kind of adjusting to the market and making sure you're offering salary packages that attract the best candidates.
Very good. Well, kind of to move on a little bit, the first EDC meeting is now set. I know that's really Amber's issue, but I know that was something you wanted to get going and get rolling with, and that's a little bit later on this month.
Yeah, so we got the first meeting scheduled for later in October. There'll be the first meeting of the new committee. I think 12, 13 members, maybe 14 members of the committee. We'll probably potentially expand that once we have the first meeting. But the purpose of that, again, what I envision is, the comprehensive plan that we've talked a lot about, that's going to be the document that guides this committee. And so, as we've spoken about in the past, it breaks everything down from economic development, tourism, to housing, to the lake, to infrastructure. And so what we've tried to do is put people on the committee who have strengths in each of those areas, and then we'll probably break it down more into subcommittees. And that way we can really, come up with some ideas, kind of refreshing that comprehensive plan, and again, set that as the guide or the path moving forward.
So kind of, moving off of that, you've got the economic development director position filled. You've been able to move ahead of that. Are there any other things on your horizon that you're saying, hey, I want to work on this now? It's kind of something I want to concentrate on.
Yeah, I think, I think always, as we've said in the past, planning, not looking what's, 3 months down the road or 6 months, but what's 1, 3, and 5 years. And again, that ties a little bit back to the comprehensive plan. But the biggest thing for me out of the gate was getting, people in the positions that have been vacant for a long time. And we've done that now. I think the other thing is really trying to work on collaboration between not just the city, but the city, the county, the school district, the park district, the Y, because a lot of these groups, we're kind of going after the same goal ultimately. And so I think if there's a way to all of that, what I envision is, having those meetings, kind of like we are with the EDC, but maybe having, you know, meetings of made up of the leadership of the various taxing bodies and some of the volunteer organizations in this town, and kind of setting a path forward for Vandalia moving, you know, moving on.
Kind of thought about those two downtown events. You know, we recently wrapped up Charter's Patio for the year. This past Saturday was the finals farmers market. So we're kind of transitioning seasons a little bit. Got Halloween, got Old Time Christmas coming up, and it's a showcase opportunity.
Oh, very much so. I mean, Old Time Christmas, you know, a lot of, you know, Amber's really wore the tourism hat, you know, so far, because Old Time Christmas is literally just, you know, a month away. You know, actually a month from today, I believe, is the parade. And very excited. As a matter of fact, I think hopefully, you know, in the next couple of weeks, have Amber in here for the podcast to kind of promote. They've so much, people don't realize how much work goes into that. And again, trying to pull all the various, you know, groups together to make sure we're kind of all on the same page and, you know, working off the same script. And I mean, what her and Carla have done so far with Old Time Christmas, it gets better every year. And I mean, you know, we've got the Grinch storyboard walk. I mean, things like, there's a map, there's going to be an interactive map that through a QR code you can pull up and you can see where things are. So to your original point, yes, showcases are downtown, and you know, again, there's a lot to show off, and very proud of the way things look down there.
Anything else you'd like to hit on this week?
No, I mean, I think, you know, to that same spirit, again, there's, you know, Amber and I, we've worked on, it's just little things, right? It's like the flower pots downtown. We're going to be doing something a little bit different there that make them more of a color scheme. The Seroptimists have done a great job over the years, you know, doing that kind of their mission. So we're going to come up with something a little bit different on that to enhance our downtown, make it more attractive. We talked at the last tourism meeting about signage. You know, that's one of the things, you know, to your earlier question about what's in my vision is to kind of coordinate the signage throughout the community. That's probably going to be, you know, more of a 2026 thing. We're going to allocate some dollars to that. But then just overall, just beautification, you know, how we make this community, you know, more appealing, more attractive to not only the people who live here, but the people who get off the interstate. And, you know, the first thing they see, or what they think of when they see Vandalia.
Again, thank you for listening to our podcast, Talking About Vandalia with Mayor Doug Knable. This podcast is brought to you in part by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia, and Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. You can find all of our podcasts under our podcast tab on our website at VandaliaRadio.com.